The Truth News Network. Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
It is July 19th, and we have some very important things to discuss today. At the end of this show, we're going to talk to you about a special feature that we're contemplating here that's going to be very important for all of you to listen to, and it's going to be a question that we asked you to respond to. More about that later. But right now, let's get down to business on the Truth News Network. Today, folks, is the third day I've been unable to watch through even just 5 minutes of a network news broadcast. Doesn't matter if it's TV or radio. Why? One topic and one alone has continuously consumed, it seems like, every minute of every broadcast. The only thing they bring to their audiences is this. Donald Trump is the most outrageous U.S. president in American history. Why? You got an hour or two? We won't waste your time trying to figure those folks out. I've got a few questions today for those political geniuses and their handlers, their producers and directors that are filling the airwaves, their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter feeds with their respective drivel, while the perpetually foam-at-the-mouth broadcasters share with a fawning audience. Never mind that venomous rhetoric they spew should, for the simple sake of honesty in journalism, contain at least some emotionless truths for Americans to digest. They each, like African hyenas circling a wounded gazelle lying in the throes of death, discard every shred of righteousness that may have at one time long, long ago occupied even one little tiny corner of their hearts to revel in the pending death of their next lunch. The gazelle, which is the main course in the hyena's lunch or dinner, is the current president of the United States. All of these hyenas have names, and they all have personal personas and reputations known at least in part to most Americans. Just as do those African hyenas, this brood forget about their very public history, and it's almost like they don't understand or realize that YouTube and smartphones catch everything we do, especially public figures. They throw caution to the wind along with any reason that they once possessed. These hyenas do, to circle and howl and wait for their prey to die. So I want to start this show off today by naming just a few of these hyenas that we all know and some of us love. Let's start with this guy. How about James Comey? Listen to what he said. This is a direct quote. "This Republican Congress has proven incapable of fulfilling the founders' design that ambition must counteract ambition." Comey is quoted as saying that on Twitter this Tuesday. He continued, "All who believe in this country's values must vote for Democrats this fall. Policy differences don't matter right now. History has its eyes on us." If you want to take an hour, we can dissect what he said there. Policy matters don't matter. History has its eyes on us. So which version of history does James Comey want to write? There obviously are all different kinds that can be written because it hadn't happened yet. And oh, by the way, policy doesn't matter. This from the former and the fired FBI Director James Comey. He's been documented to have lied numerous times before Congress under oath, lied numerous times on national television where he wasn't under oath. He aided many senior FBI officials in joint attempts to usurp the authority of the FBI while subverting honesty and integrity in several criminal investigations. His tweeting this on Tuesday illustrates just how narcissism can easily strangle decency and integrity from any American who has allowed themselves to be consumed by the euphoria that accompanies political power. And I would think that being the FBI director, with that comes the euphoria of political power. Hyena number two, John Brennan. Brennan said this: Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. Brennan, a frequent critic of Trump, who served as CIA director from 2013 through 2017, tweeted that out during the Helsinki event, not afterwards, during the event. He said this: not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, like an imbecile, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? He questioned. To explain Mr. Brennan's unfounded and outlandish allegations against the president, let's simply remember what has happened on his watch in D.C. He's got a record, folks. What was once the most pristine and comprehensively number one foreign intelligence agency on earth, the CIA, on Brennan's watch became nothing more than the lapdog of political elites. Brennan's CIA did little more than run to fetch a ball those he wanted to please through in their game of fetch. In his 4 years as head of the CIA, Brennan personally turned a blind eye to almost all of the atrocities that resulted in the slaughter of hundreds of thousands in the Middle East and Syria, Iraq, and across northern Africa. Brennan personally painted Obama's famous red line in Syria. Remember? Obama told Assad if Syria crossed it, according to Brennan's boss Obama, it would result in world-changing horror for the Syrian president. Bashar Assad shook in his shoes. No, he didn't. Not only did he cross that line, when he did, another hundreds of thousands of Syrians died from poison gas. Sounds like a great foreign intelligence agency head to me. He's right out there, and he knows what it is. How about you? You think he was such a great leader? He wasn't. Yet, the fawning mainstream media lapdogs are frothing to read and print the nonsense which Brennan vomits on Twitter. Brennan accuses President Trump of high crimes and misdemeanors. It's kind of odd that he would use those terms, because that, in the Constitution, is what is necessary to impeach a president. High crimes and misdemeanors. Brennan doesn't even understand what that means. I'll define it for him. Allowing a brutal dictator to slaughter thousands of men, women, and children after you warn him not to, and then you do nothing? Where I'm from, that's called high crimes. Not misdemeanors, high crimes. Oh, one more thing. I forgot this. John Brennan, as CIA director, owns ISIS. Hyena number three, Barack Obama. Our former president came out of the socialist closet long enough to enlighten folks in South Africa this week with his plan for a guaranteed minimum income for everyone. No, it's not a new idea, especially not for socialists. As a point of information, I personally witnessed the results of an election in Switzerland a year ago while I was in Zurich on business. On the ballot was a bill that guaranteed, if passed and signed into law, every Swiss citizen $1,200 per month from the government. even in that socialist nation, it was soundly defeated. I asked a few Swiss residents and voters, including my lawyer who was representing me over there, what that was all about. I couldn't believe a socialist nation would not want to pass something like that. The answer? Swiss people realize and reject the fundamental necessity for such a plan to work. Somebody's got to pay the bill. And that was why they said no. Nobody wants to pay that bill. Obama and others of his ilk just don't get it. Americans reject over and over and over again European-style government control of everything, and instead continue to trust. And beyond trust, Americans demand government to continue, that is, by, of, and for the people. In Johannesburg, South Africa, Obama, in a speech to about 14,000, took aim at President Trump, though he very brilliantly failed to use the president's name. He said, quote, "Unfortunately, too much of politics today seems to reject the very concept of objective truth. People just make stuff up." He continued, "We see the utter loss of shame among political leaders where they're caught in a lie and they just double down." For Obama to use the term objective truth, he forgot that to say a statement is objectively true means something. And what it means is that it is true for people of all cultures. If it is an objective truth, it means that that truth is true for people of all cultures, times, etc., even if they do not know it or recognize it to be true. He is not known for being objectively truthful, folks, to say the least. The term objective truth, the former president forgot that to say that means that it's true no matter what anybody thinks. The truth is the truth. The Twitter world went nuts at his comments about objective truth, remembering and reminding with a barrage of tweets. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health plan, your insurance company, you can keep your health plan. You can keep your insurance company. Oh, and don't forget about the Benghazi YouTube video that caused the death of four Americans in that riot. And the slow playing of IRS approval of Tea Party groups' nonprofit status. Remember that? Let's move on to another hyena. How about Chuck Schumer? Hyena number four. Chucky is demanding Republicans convene a public hearing on any deal made between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin at that summit in Helsinki. Schumer said, quote, "Our Republican colleagues need to join us in demanding testimony from the president's national security team that was in Helsinki, and we need to do that immediately to assess what President Trump might have committed to President Putin in secret." Schumer said that on Tuesday of this week on the Senate floor. He continued, "You can't assume anything, but that as weak as he was in public before President Putin, he was even worse in private. Why else did he not want anyone else in the room?" Schumer asked. Now, look at what Schumer said there. He said this, "You can't assume anything." Saying that to the Senate minority leader must mean no one but he can assume something. Schumer shares with other liberals the basic assumption, there's that word, that root word, assume again. Liberals and Schumer believe the basic assumption that they know more than the president and middle Americans about what's best for all American people. They don't trust you. They don't trust me. They know what's best, and they cannot stand anything this president accomplishes. They don't believe or like the fact that the biggest tax cut on the middle class in America that has occurred during this presidential administration has made the economy soar. Unemployment in every sector of society in the United States is at lowest levels in almost every case in United States history. African-American unemployment, women unemployment, Hispanic unemployment. And the gross domestic product of the United States that never in Obama's 8 years hit quarterly a 3% growth rate. The Fed, which is not part of the Obama administration, is now saying the GDP late this year in the fourth quarter could possibly exceed 6% growth. They don't believe any of that. They don't care about that. They also don't care about a peaceful relationship with America's greatest enemy, Russia, that President Trump kicked off in Helsinki. Question for Mr. Schumer and his cronies. Isn't it better to have a reasonably close relationship with enemy government leaders, a relationship in which face-to-face conversations about good and bad issues happen regularly, in which decisions based on facts are made, based on those facts instead of political correctness? Political correctness. It's killing us. It's got to be better to be face-to-face with a Putin and with a Kim Jong-un than sitting in offices 6,000 miles apart and relying on the media to communicate all those issues. The media. You just got to love them. They tell the truth all the time. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up, and then we're going to talk about what I opened this program with, something that I want you to respond to at TNN, the Truth News Network. Don't go anyway. We'll be right back in 60 seconds at TNN, the Truth News Network.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants.
Mmm, that does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure! I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal!
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway. Eat fresh.
No identity politics. No political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts.
Real truth. Real news. TNN. The Truth News Network.
You got it right here at TNN today. We're talking about hyenas. We gave you four of them. Of course, we're comparing those hyenas to the media and the liberal and some conservative political types that are attacking President Trump nonstop. I could post video after video showing how the coastal Potomac political elitist hyenas are circling their prey, President Trump, today. They did yesterday. And the day before, and they're going to do it tomorrow. But sharing those videos would be a waste of your time. So let it suffice to say in closing that, as often happens, these hyenas have underestimated the wounded gazelle they're circling, they hope to devour when it dies. Donald Trump is only a figurative gazelle, and he's not dying. He may be wounded, but he has shown in his past, both recent past and long ago past, when Donald Trump is wounded, he's never been down for the count. I don't think he's going down for the count this time either. Wounded does not mean dead. Historically, he always gets up and quickly gets back to what he does best, initiating change for the good. Middle Americans understand that. Not only do those Americans hope and pray for the gazelle, They look on with the expectation of what's ahead when the wounded gazelle gets back in the battle. To battle is where Mr. Trump is headed. Again and again, again and again. The hyenas always howl because that's what hyenas do. But they almost always are forced to eat just leftovers from the real warriors' meals. I wonder what's on the Trump menu for tomorrow. That's going to wrap up our story for today's audio podcast on the Truth News Network. I want to finish with this. I want to ask you a question. We're in the Central Time Zone in the United States. We've got a lot of readers and listeners from around the world. Most of them, though, are right here in the good old U.S. of A. I get constant input, people asking, why don't you do a program, an audio program, where you can have live telephone interaction with callers? That's a great idea. This is an internet-based show, and there are some roadblocks and obstacles to doing a live internet show. You got to pick a time. You've got to make it convenient for viewers. You really, as a conservative, you don't want to go up against the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys of the world. At least I don't. Those guys are unbelievable, and I am not, nor do I think I can ever be in their class. First is best in almost every situation in our lives, and they're maybe not both first. There was Rush Limbaugh, and then Sean Hannity, and nobody's been able to eclipse what they have been able to accomplish, and they are pillars in the conservative media marketplace. They're amazing. So that kind of limits the time we could possibly do a live internet show where we had live call-ins from our listeners. So what I want to do is poll you. We're thinking about 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. It seems like a lead-up to Rush Limbaugh's show nationally might be the best spot to do it. Now, I know in some markets there are local talk shows on talk radio stations, local radio stations, from 9 to 11, some from 8 to 11. But you know what? Here in Louisiana, the biggest talk show at that time is a Louisiana-based talk show about Louisiana politics. What would you think about us doing such a show from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States? And so here's what I want you to do. We have thousands of viewers, thousands of listeners, thousands of readers. We're not going to do anything that you don't want us to do. If you're not interested in participating, obviously there's no need to do it. We'll just keep trucking like we are. And we're growing exponentially. We're growing in the vein of what we're doing. Do we need to stretch it a little bit? 2 hours, probably an hour of that, half of that would be you on our program. And so here's what I want you to do. Write this down. Grab a pen and write down this email address. I want to hear from you. Are you ready? Address your emails to Dan at dnewman.org. That's Dan at dnewman.org. Send me an email. Real short one. Just tell me, yes, I think it would be great. And 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, would be good for me. Or give me your thoughts on it. Don't do it. Don't change anything you're doing. Or if you have other thoughts for change, other suggestions, let me hear from you. We're going to share those thoughts with you. And it's something that we have figured out engineering-wise. It's something we can do and make it sound good, especially with you on the air, because you're going to make it better. Absolutely. I would look forward to having real conversations with you. You probably heard our show last week when we had that 45-minute interview with Congressman Mike Johnson. That was live. I love doing that. I love talking to people and getting people's input, because this is all about America, and I'm just one little teeny weeny slice of America. Opinion and what you think are the most important things in our nation. The only things that really matter are what Americans think and feel. And this would give you an opportunity to let others hear what you think if we move in that direction. So again, send me an email Give me your thoughts on that. 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States is when we think it would be the best time to do it if we do. Tell us if that works for you. Again, some advantage of not being on broadcast or satellite radio is that your internet, your smartphone, could be the vehicle for you to participate. Or if you're sitting at your desk, your computer, it opens up a lot of other avenues and makes it easier for more people to participate. As President Obama said, you got your smartphone and you can call. That would make the Truth News Network even better. So, we'll not say anything more about it for a few days. We may mention this one more time tomorrow that we want you to send emails and tell us what you think. But then early next week, we'll tell you exactly what the results are, what we're thinking about doing, what it would sound like, look like, and when we think we might be able to start it. Hey, listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, all you do, what you've done. You have made this all possible. I never thought a year and a half ago that we would be at this point where we had tens of thousands of people that participate with us every day. You're fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Think about the hyenas tonight. You can tell this story to somebody else. In fact, hook them up. Give them the email and the website link so they can look in themselves. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I look forward to hearing from you and sharing your emails with everyone at the Truth News Network, TNN.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.